Yeah, I went to work for Wells Fargo for 2 months maybe, and I felt like I was pretty good at that job, but I didn't feel like I was making the difference that I wanted to make. And I thought that through coaching and through affecting 18 to 22, 23-year-olds' lives, that I could impact the greater community and the greater good. And so that's always been the calling. That's always been the number one thing. Obviously, there's a competitive component to it where you want to coach against the best, and the higher the level, you know, the better it gets, right? And so there's that piece as well. But most importantly, that's, we got into college coaching specifically to help people and to serve them and make their lives better. You know, there's probably not an objective formula to that. It's probably more subjective, is when you meet somebody that had played in our program, how do they act? Like, what are they doing with their lives? Are they serving others? Are they, you know, great husbands? Are they great fathers? Are they great citizens? And that's so subjective, but you can tell, you know, and I've always felt like you can tell when you meet somebody that played in our program, how they respond to you and how they act is a big deal to us. And how they're able to handle adversity and success throughout their own personal lives, and they have the resources to do that because of playing in our program. So, you know, that's probably the subjective measure to us making sure that they're successful once they leave.